KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Seven suspects linked to the kidnapping of a Chinese businesswoman will line up in the Cokstad Magistrates Court today. The group was arrested in Port Shepstone on Friday. Authorities say the 46-year-old woman was kidnapped for ransom about 2 months ago in Cokstad. Officials say she and her security guard were accosted as she was closing a premises for the day. They drove them away in her car before abandoning it and her guard in Bongweni. The KZN Hawks' Simpiwe Mhlongo says the following day, the kidnappers demanded 15 million rand from the woman's family for her release.
305,000 was raised and it was paid to the suspect, but they did not release the victim as agreed. The investigation continued and the Hawks members intensified their investigation after the suspect called again the family and demanded a ransom of 1.2 million. One suspect was arrested on Wednesday last week and her arrest led to the arrest of the other suspect, and the victim was rescued without any injuries.
Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi says his government's drawn up a strategy to improve the enforcement of bylaws and regulations governing spaza shops and other food vendors. He's revealed that 23 children have died in the province due to foodborne illnesses. Gauteng has recorded 441 cases. Lesufi met with Exco, municipal leaders and department heads yesterday to coordinate a provincial response.
We know the source that unfortunately is taking the lives of our children. We need to close that source. And to close that source, the Department of Health and Agriculture has been mandated to ensure that we remove the product from all the shops. But secondly, unleash the law enforcement agencies to ensure compliance. And the law enforcement agencies are ready to intervene.
Rescuers say dozens of people have been killed in another round of Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon and Gaza. In Jabalia and Beirut, authorities say children were among the dead. Washington set a deadline this coming week for Israel to get more aid into Gaza or face possible cuts to military assistance. The Israeli military, which has been carrying out a major air and ground assault, says it's trying to stop Hamas from regrouping. Gaza mediator Qatar suspended its role in trying to broker a deal over the weekend, saying it's until Hamas and Israel show they're both willing to negotiate. And we're basking in more rugger glory. The Springbok Women's Sevens team remains the queens of the continent. They've successfully defended their Africa Women's Championship title after defeating Kenya 19-10 in the final in Ghana yesterday. Retaining their crown means South Africa qualifies for the World Rugby Challenger Series next year. Coach Renfred Dazel says the players pull through despite tough conditions.
Six players in the squad that came to Africa for the first time, and I think that is also good for us to see that there is also depth at home. Friday, the youngsters played against Belgium at home, and the ones that are currently now, some of them will join the 15s again for their World Cup prep, so we will give exposure to lots of youngsters.
Conditions are cool with showers and thundershowers expected from the afternoon. Durban's reaching a high of 20 degrees. Maritzburg 18, Richards Bay 22. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.